put on the Marmakomas, it's mostly repeat of Tosfos. There's some significant points which are not in Tosfos. So perhaps it's my mistake. I should have put it. Maybe I did put it. I don't remember the exact. What was on the original Marmakomas? But I think this one, I think, was not on. The first one in Perek Yud Beis should have been on, because there are many things which are not in Tosfos proper. Well, let's go. Let's analyze it together. Perek Yud Beis, the very beginning. It'd be a good opportunity to review. Okay. Pirish V'Aruch. Page Nun Zayin in our print. Pirish V'Aruch. V'Yachah She'enu Nenech V'Al V'Yipi Karka Shal Chavero Shor L'Chavchila. I've got that integration. I abide the Rava. That's the Tavah Shu Nenech. On the Ovid V'Aradi Dei. Who could go on? Ava Kotez V'Haris B'Noh V'Shas Mila Shu Nenech V'Dover. It's Kiddot Nafteras. Tremendous, tremendous hanor that he has. Okay? Fine. I think we read this once before, because we saw the comments of Farsh and Bays on the bottom. He got a name on Ansanid, no Kamachav, and the Rosh Tezayan Ches. I think we were here once. Okay. Observation of the Arab, the Chavaj, Achar, Akot, Acher. Akot is Beres, Bishas, Mila, Shenan, and Bidavah, Mutar, and the Chavchila. I feel the Suda, Abon, and Lekka. Okay, that's what he says. Says the Rosh, skipping a few lines, the Nirad Lav Raya. From here is no Raya. Why? So Lav and Isa Lachatchila commitment been over the hour day of the Chavret. Not a question of Lachatchila. The Chatchila, they're both awesome. Chiyav Chatas. And why? And why, in fact, is there no Chiyav Chatas? Why? Doesn't tell you why. Post is why. Lav Hashem is Shiva the Gufa. The bottom toast is one line. The Rosh doesn't spell it out. That's clear what the Rosh is driving at. Fine. That's a powerful dechi of the raya from Kuf Gimel. The Rosh brought another raya from Kuf Lamed Gimel. And here we get very testy. Fine. Says the Rosh, we'll skip to where it says hey. V'ein a raya. See the hey? Covering the sun. Ain't a raya. The ho the boy hashas. Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Hi boss of my Ovid Lane. Watch this now. Lokoi Amaskona. The Sov Rabbi. The Mod Rabbi Shimon Psychration of Loyamus. Kid Gama Hoss on the boss of the Shamami Rabbi Sovra. Lokoi Ella Ahod Abaye the Havamishani Meikora. Lotzvicha the Buda. The Madova Shimon the Skavin Osser. Hav Rabbi Shimon Ritzvich Kro. Why? The Polig Apim Segresha Velo Yomus. Abai originally thought, as we saw in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon is making a Segresha. Dakati Lo Shoma, next page, Nunches, Meirova, the Mode Rabbi Shimon Segresha. Boy, Abai, Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. The Segresha is Het the Gomer. Bosor, my Ovid Lane. What do you need Bosor for? There's no problem. Is referring to a case of Dovash Eino Miskavet, even though the situation is mutter. Great question. It's a great question. What do I answer? No! Mechavin! The guy has a right to cut off the do the bris mila with a kavana to knock off the negat saras. Frank to Gemara. Efshal Lekayim Shneim. Someone else do it. Answer to Gemara. The Lek Achim. It's all according to the original assumption of Abaye, Rabosa carefully, Absegresha is Heter Gomor. What does it do with us? We pass Absegresha is us, Chayef. So the whole Gemara that the Rosh is bringing a Raya from is Shalom Kalach. What a great Kasha this is. Oh, what a great Kasha. Baita. Old Hey, be Raya Ba'oruch. Miha. No, I skipped that. The Old. And now on the line, and for those that have our print, page Nun Ches in the Rosh, line. Four word two. Yo, af lidvarov. What do you mean lidvarov? Let's assume for the moment that the Gemara is going according to everybody. It's true that the simple reading of the Gemara is the Gemara's question is only going according to Abaye before he knew that Psychoration is awesome. But one could be more expansive and say, no, the Gemara's question goes according to everybody, even after we know Psychoration is awesome. So what? Ma raya maybe the matzil in the name of the Rav Shimon Boda the Hika the Isa the Rabbanim segresha the Einena. The Beperek Rav Lezer Shmuva the Lashkan the Tzvi the Rav Shimon El Shemut the Menatara. What does that mean? Rav Shimon says what? Mutter Menatara. In other words, that Gemara, Rav Lezer the Mila, that's this Gemara that we're talking about Adav Kuflam and Gimlam and Al. So the Gemara asks the question, if someone else is there, let the someone else do it. Who says if the someone else does it, it's Het HaGama? If the someone else does it, it's Asa Midrabanan? Better than the father who knows the Raisa. That's how I read this question of the Rosh. If you have a different read, let me know now, or let me know later, because then what I'm going to say soon is not going to be true. But I think I read it right. So now, Rabbi Osai, let's stop right over here in our tracks. Try to figure out these few lines in the Rosh. Not complicated, very complicated. How can this, the Oroch, what's he talking about? Let's look at the Gemara itself one more time before we go back to the Rosh and the Korban Asanel. Let's see the Gemara again. Just to see how right the Rosh seems to be and how wrong the Oroch seems to be. Kuf Lamed Gim. Says the Gemara, Omer Mar, line 4, Bosar Afal Pi Shieshan Beheres Yom. Who needs it? The double shade of the sky. So I buy it again. Kond Rabbi Yehuda. Good. Rabbi says even Rabbi Shimon. Sick ratio. Okay. I have I. He didn't know about it originally. Fine. That's the first blush. Igad Mazdin. Yishama Menega Tzoras. Okay, Rabbi Osai. Let's chazer again. Initially, it starts with a drusha of a mar boser avapish and a maharis yom. Starts with that. According to the second version, it starts differently. Yishama benega tzoras ishmoron belasos, lasos yet osa. Abo to osa, osa to mesim shal gabi raglo, vamo shal gabi ksefo. Gemara avram. Frek the Gemara. Vaholomali kro, who needs this pasuk? Dover she'ein miskaven is mutter. Same kasha as before. Before we had a kasha on the drasha. Of Bosa, after Bishop Shabaris, we are cutting it off directly. Now we're having a kasha on something which calls off indirectly. Or Rabbiye, for Mitzvah of the Rabbi Yehuda, same story. Rabbi says no. Rabbi Shimon, yeah. Rabbiye didn't know about it. Now he agrees. Now, Rabbiye Aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Here's the third wide line, which is what the Rush screams. Abaye alibed Rav Shimon. Hai basar may avid lay. Who needs the word basar? To go back to the beginning of the sugya. Omar mar. Holam nikod av Hashem miskavenu. Abaye Rav Yud. Okay, fine. So Abaye, according to Rav Shimon, who needs the drasha of basar? Basar is an extra word, and it should teach us something. And we don't understand what it teaches us. According to Rav Shimon, it should be quite clear that it's okay. What's the positive? Let's look on the side. Vayomash mini yimol b'sar alasa. B'sar yimol alasa. B'sar alasa. B'sar means even though it has a baharis. According to Rav Shimon, it should be self-evident before the segregation. Rav Amram, you're right. The Torah is mechadesh. That even though Ba'omar Lakutz Barato who miskaven, it's still mutter. Mutter anyway. That's a godel. A cut what you do. The father says, Lakutz Barato the Benovu to come achar. That's only mutter. There is a kosov of Bisar Alasa Rabosai. What does Bisar mean? Even with the Baharis. Okay, to Gemara, very nice of a pasuk. Should still be awesome. Efshalakayim Shneim. Efshalakayim Rashi explains. Efshel l'kayim shneim. So Rashi says, read the Rashi please. V'yika acher, she'en echosh l'taro, v'yavad acher, v'lo leik yo'av l'osam. V'yav al-gav d'rab yekro, v'yav al-posuk. Shari ata yochol l'kayim esim v'lo akiris la'av v'rab shimon. Do acher l'machavin, v'lo ova. Omri shlokesh, rubuyo l'mayosa. Don't tell me the Rebu tells it's mutter anyway. No, that's not likely, because it's Efshel l'kayim. Shneim, let somebody else do it. What's it you're right? The leg, there's no one else there. So you have two alternatives. Postpone the bris, or have someone do it when it's mechaven to be to cut off the bris milah, to cut off the baharis, because he's the father. He doesn't want to have a nega. Now, what's the Orach Shana show over here? That is an acher. If it's an acher, then it's okay. Why should it be okay if it's an acher, Rabosai? Why? It's still a psegresha for the acher. What's the answer to the Orach? What? Psegresha delo nichole. Frek the rush. Whoa, you're out of space, Orach. This whole Gemara goes according to the Mandi Yomar, who denies psegresha completely. So you deny psegresha completely, Rabosai. Completely denied the Gresha, right? So what's the shadow over here? Of Mechavein. Okay? So Mechavein, the father's Mechavein, and the other guy is not a Mechavein. I'm the Gresha is irrelevant. We don't care about the Gresha. That's what is the distinction between a father and an Acher. But, Rabbi Osai, the halacha lemaisa, the Rabbi agreed at the end of the day that the Gresha is prohibited. Who says there's any distinction between an acher and the father? It's both the same thing. Both the same thing. Why? You're right. Once the greater the nicholay, once the greater the lo nicholay. According to Tosa, it makes no difference. They're both equally chayav a potter. So what's the Aruch talking about? So the carbon is sound is bothered by the question. He says so much. I don't understand. I need you, the holy Talmidim, to help me out. I have to tell you. Tomorrow, I was called upon to say another shiur at 1 o'clock. Can't be two places at once. That's downstairs for the smicha student. Anyone have a smicha? Oh, it's a smicha. So I have to say shiur tomorrow at 11:30. We send out the last of the world. But tomorrow shiur is 11:30. We have to finish by 1. We have another shiur. You're welcome to that shiur too if you want to come. It has to be tomorrow Shabbat, as a matter of fact. It's called Zmane Hayom. Not what we'll learn. Zmane Hayom means when the day begins, when the day ends, the whole the time, the whole business. The sources for Gemara Shabbos earlier than himself, second time. So those want to come, bring a Gemara Shabbos. If you want to come to hear two shiur back to back, quick. Go downstairs and learn the Bris Medrash. But I'm just laying on tomorrow's schedule. I apologize, I don't like to do this, but they asked me, I'm possibly saying no. Okay. Korban Asana Oseh. Cholilo lano lemishvil hagoyin balaruch letov et baraloch. Can't be. Yeah, but the Rosh is right. He has him around the neck. What do you do? Om lam balaruch maisi raya karoy mutza. Solid raya. Why? Tarov ademuk ilok rab shivin. Uipsik reisha. That's what he did basa for. Mikoma kom kosho lididei nami. The Iko Acher Levin Acher. I have secretion lo nichole, the lo nene. For Chiach Balaruch Mishmait the Docha, the Kovid Ara the Chabre, lo I have secretion with me the lo ich basle. Ramait Zorich Bosor. Yeah. Zorich Luk Meshinu the Rabbi Gamkein, with the Leko Acher. Okay, kosha, my porach a talmuda v'ika achel levet achel abaye lo porach gaglas v'u de robo atorach tzorach loma v'emes ha'kusha v'ika achel my d'mishani l'leka achel koi ben l'abaye l'mayin sagadadach u'ben de robo l'fim haskom in kain o'chokas v'al ha'orach mishinir de robo ho'ika achel shema mino psikresha lo nichole lo ha'ava de Rav Shimon psikresha v'du. I don't understand what he's saying. I don't understand the words of the car, holy carbon and sound. He's saying like this. He has a kasha against Rabbah too. Why? Who said that's mutter? Oh. Ukrochiach balarach from Agamar. Ah. According to the carbon and sound, there's no raya from Abkuflavakim. The raya is hotzot from Agamar. If you assume like the raya from Agamar, which the Rosh already rejected, the Torah is rejected because it's a Hugum. If you assume a priori before you get to Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's a Hanukkah Pshuta, a Psegresha, Nicholai, is Mutta, well then, Kuf Lamed Gimel can understand in the same light the Lek Acha Kodder Rav. Rebbeinu Shalom, Tosfos will say, your raya in Kuf Gimel is no raya. As we said before, it's answer to the Gufa. And therefore, your raya in Kuf Lamed Gimel is also no raya. Why? Because according to Rava, this question, what? Ikar levad achir is a non sequitur. It's no kasha. Because according to Rava, no difference if it's achir or who. It's all the same thing. If the father does the milah, it's a psik resha. And if the achir does a psik resha, I'll tell me the father's nichle and the other guy's not. Who cares? It's an irrelevancy. Psik resha nichle is aser. So, it's such a pella. It's not really a riot. Oh, it's heavy riot. The riot doesn't stand on its own 2 feet. It's just a repeat of Kuf Gimel. If you did not write the Kuf Gimel as the Rush did, there's zero right Kuf Lamed Gimel. So I have a problem. I don't understand it. If you have a shot, then let me know. I really don't understand. But I think I can perhaps answer the next question that the Rush raises, which is on the fourth line of Nun Pesh Nun Ches, the Ode. After the Dvarav, granted as a right Kuf Lamed Gimel, Maraya maybe be the Matzina. Yeah, what's the right? The Matzina the man with the Rab Shimon Moda the Iko is the Rabbana of Segresha the Ainana. Because in Rab Lezer the Mila, Lavashan the Svirle the Rab Shimon Elisha Mutta Manator. What do you Mutta Manator? He ever have Iko Acha Levin Acher. For the Acher, it's only it's Mutta Manator. And for the father, it's also Manator. Because he's Kunachav. Doesn't say it's mutter. I don't understand the rush over here. What do you mean doesn't say it's mutter? It seems to me the whole concept of potter or asa with the rabbanon is limited to Shabbos. Why? Because by Shabbos we can say on the grounds of Dovah Miskaven or Eina Miskaven, it's treated as Miskaven, and therefore it's prohibited. Eina Miskaven is mutter. At the same time, it's only the Rabbanon. Why? Because the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufo. That's where the Rabbanon comes in. But by Neged Tzaras, Hishamah B'Neged Tzaras, Mapitom is an in-between stage. It's either all or nothing. So therefore the Aruch brought a good raya, the Fi Dvarav, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's in fact Mutter. Mutter Ben HaTorm is Mutter Rabbanon too, at least in that case. So I don't understand this last part of the Rosh either. I don't understand the Aruch before, I don't understand the Rosh after. So I'll give you my, how they say, I'm venting to the Holy Talmidim to help me out. I'm stuck with two bombshell kashas. I don't even understand the Rosh's riot, the Aruch's riot, because the Kovan Asana doesn't add up to me. Just, if I'm right, then I'm right. We don't hear it right in the first place. That's not a new riot. And the Rosh's question, there was also no question if it's the Dvarav. Because no Rabbanon is going to come to Tzaras, either all or nothing. Only by Shabbos is the Rabbanon, because ain't Shabbos. That's next. Now go back. But hey, be Raya HaBa'arach, and I'm going to prepare a Kol Kitzri HaKodesh HaKuf Yudayim. But Tzricha, the Shakol Eva Barza, you take the Korban Pesach and you scrape off the skin. Now with a neat knife, but with little tweezers. Afal Gav, the Moder of Shimon B'Psik Reisha, Me'ach HaShen HaNene, Mutter, the reason why it's mutter is because you're taking off small pieces on nichole. You get a big piece of leather that's worth something, but a small tweezers garnish worth nothing. Ain't a raya. Kmo shapirish Rashi shamkuf yizayim. She ain derech hevshet v'kach v'leko yisura. Not the pshat, the heter psikveshlo nichole. The heter gama. Not mafshet at all. The bottom it says, "Hakavon lechiyav katos havel shvus ikar." Would be this the rabbanon. So writes the Kovas Mefarshim. If indeed the Kovas Mefarshim is correct, I'm not sure he is correct. But if he is correct, Rabosai, it's an isa the rabbanon. So once again, it's going to bring it to Oraya that segregation lo nikle by isa the rabbanon is mutter. If he means Kipshut, there's no Isser at all, it proves nothing, no Isser. It's Isser Rabbanon, Snu, how does that help? The Psegration, Lo Nichle, even going to the Rosh, we are Mutma Isser the Rabbanon, as Tosa seemed to say on Daf Kuf Gimel in the last few lines. Weiter. Super Lamed Gimel. So Tosa said, how did Tosa not go off the Rosh, Super Lamed Gimel? Yeah! Psegration, Lo Nichle, and the Rabbanon. It's a whole Shiur for ready for 4 days. That's talking about the same thing again. Day 4 and the Sukkah. But the Rosh has two other answers. the Eshlot calls the mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shiny? Mitzvah shiny? How can a mitzvah be not? Mitzvah baba meir! Well, what kind of mitzvah shiny? Who ever heard to be matter Easter for a mitzvah? Well, the Shnai's Rosh Hashanah, you know, can't climb a tree to get the shofar. They're not matter, they're abundance just together to do a mitzvah. Tell it to me. Don't understand. Vaita, what's the second answer? His second answer, the Rosh, is what Tosfos seems to have rejected. What do you say? I want to look inside. Watch this. Inami. Kevan de Rabbi Shimon Sovar. Gover Shein Miskavit. Mutim and Atoro. Yes. Hocha. Half al Gav de Tzimreshu. Hol the Isli Achrini. Shorin de Rabbi Shimon. Why? The Shema lo Yetzorach Lezesh Atikin. Vidi Gloy Milzad lo Tikin Kli. Remember how the Magad Mishnah says when it comes to the definition of Tikin, we come to that. Maybe tomorrow we'll start going. I keep getting postponed. But there should be a little Mara Makomas hopefully by tomorrow. Well, they're already here, but you have to fix them up. So, he's saying, Rabbi Osai, but the Magad Mishnah said, we spoke about it once before, when it comes to the Malach of Takin, of Bowen, the Makomas, Patish, if you don't need it, it's nothing. Even though objectively it's the same thing, we're going to repeat that over and over again. So therefore, it's really nice cutting off a berry to eat berries. But it's a tikkun. He has a kosher adas. Kosher adas. I have 10 adasim already. Right? This is, you bring coals to Newcastle. What are you bringing me adasim for? I have 100 adasim. It's not a tikkun at all. But the problem is, Tosis started with that. Keep one hand here with the rush, and one hand in Tosis. Kuf Gimel. Just to show how Tosis thought of this, and they rejected it. How did Tosis reject this possible text? Towards the very end of Tosis, Kuf Gimel and Aleph, they reject this text. It can't be. Why can't it be? The length of the main by the last five lines of Tosis. Cave and this they shall not be serta in a matakin klum. Oh, I might have said it myself. Can't be. Why can't it be? The imkain on my koma awesome to sabala kavua. There belongs to Rav Shimon Halakha's father, Rav Shimon. Tama davash and Ruskavin mutter. Even called Rav Yehuda Shimon mutter. I didn't do anything. I had no tikkun, I have 100 other adasim. Mutz garish. So the Rosh spells it out. Rosh is the same thing. The Rosh says, it's greater by Riches. Says the Rosh, can't be. Why can't it be? Why can't it be? Look inside, please. Look in the Rosh. What does he say? Can't be. So the Rosh, it can be. It can be. Why can't it be? If it's not a tikkun klal, should we put the kohen Rabbi Yehuda too? No. Why not? Aval Rabbi Yehuda davar shein miskavin asur, and therefore v'tzarech lei. If at the end of the day he's going to need this hadas for his arba minim, ikaisa daraisa lo sharina, we cannot be matter it. Aval gav dis the shana chwita, he'll lose the shana chwita. And if he loses the Shana Achrita, it'll turn out, presumably in retrospect, that when he took up, pulled off the berry, it was over and Easter Daraisa. At the time, he didn't know. Dava Shana Miskavin. Well, Kwanta Buddha, Dava Shana Miskavin is awesome. Whoa. What's the Rosh saying over here? Dava Shana Miskavin and Kwanta Buddha is awesome in a Torah. Well, let's take the rice. In which case, you have a funny situation over here. Very funny. He's pulling off the berry. He has 10 other adasim. If the 10 adasim will all remain kosher, this is pulling off a berry like I pull off a berry off a blueberry bush, which is a tolish, which is head to go. Rabbi said, you have grapes for dessert in the Shabbos, maybe? You had grapes. You pulled the grape off a cluster, right? And you're on your dining room table. That's an Easter. No. But then they pull a grape off a cluster, it's a whole discussion why, but not for now. Why pull up a little berry from a hadas tree? It's the same thing, it's just for food. That's now. That's in the present tense. But what will happen down the road? I'll need an extra hadas. Either I'll need, my friend will need, someone else will have to supply will need, my kid will need, mine will go dry, mine will get lost, mine will be stolen, whatever. I'm going to need it down the road. In retrospect, I was over these at the rice.
What did I do?
It's chazer again. What did I do? I pulled off a berry. At the time I pulled off the berry, I was not mechaving to make the hadas kosher. I had 10 other kosher hadas. Oh, as Yehuda says, Dov Hashem is kaving is also Shimon. Rav Shimon who holds Dov Hashem is kaving mutter will hold over here that it's mutter. That's mutter. Why? Not a ticket at all. Rav Yehuda holds Dov Hashem is kaving is aser. Is aser b'daraisa. Why? It's not a ticket at all. We never know it's going to be down the road. New quantum of Shimon, you also know it's going to be down the road. It's a difference. So you could say, Shat the Rosh, that according to Rav Shimon, the worst case scenario, is the present time, he has no intention of making another kosher house, he has plenty. The worst case scenario, given the present tense, is Malacha Shen Etzriba Lekufa, which is only the Rabban. The first fake of the Rabban and the Kul. Worst case, it's been the Rabban. But if you don't hold, I know it's the old Dov Hashem Miskav in the sky. If you also Malach Hashem Yisrael the Guf in the sky. And therefore the worst case scenario, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is the Nisa Daraisa. The Russian writes explicitly. Sveika Daraisa Lechum Ro, Rabosai. So again, when I pull off the berry from the Hadass, at the present time it's nothing. Paul said it can't be nothing, if it's nothing, why Rav Shimon Kavua? You mean Kodav Yudah should be mutter? No! Kodav Yudah, it's a chashash, it's a daraisa. Kodav Shimon, I'm guessing not because of Ainsul Kufa. There's no chashash of an Issa daraisa. So it would appear shot in the Rosh. Why is Rosh critical? Because the Rosh seems to be saying, Rav Balsai, something very big. Look, at the moment he did it, it was clearly Dov Hashem Miskav. So what? You don't know Dov Hashem Miskav and it's us. Tos says he is sold in a few places in Shas. It could be two or three or four places in Shas. Unfortunately, I don't see it here in Masechta Shabbos. You believe it? It's the most Shabbos thing of all, but it's not in Tos of Shabbos. Unless you find it somewhere else, maybe Tos of Rosh. Let me see if you have it in the back. But the Tosis himself is found in among other places. I'll show you, I'll just pick one. A sugya which we'll see quoted over here. The Rosh doesn't quote it. I'll show you in the Ran in a minute. Let the rest is, we've done already. He quotes Zvachim Tzadi Allah from the base. That's the famous Rashi we spoke about yesterday, like the Shulta Giborin. Right? Well, he says as follows, Yesh Litzchos, right before the Zayin. The Ev Shoshi Yipol Al Atzei Marocha, O Al HaYivorim. Who says it's going to fall on the fire? It'll fall on the wood, or fall on the limbs, not on the fire. Won't put out any fire. Won't put any fire at all. Oh. Next Kasha is with a small vote. Mapis Mursa. He makes a little hole. There's a pus pimple. He has to get some of the pus out. So he takes a needle and goes, psh. B'Shabbos, l'hotzi men olecha potter. Avalosu. Ila b'shem tzar de gufo. Special dispensation. Afal pi deino nene b'binyan ha-Pesach. What? He has a note that he made a new binyan in his body? No. V'gamena mechav b'binyan ha-Pesach al nekiva b'yama l'shetetzi olecha. Gets the pus out. You see, Klar, the psikresh lo nichole is also. Also, Sanhedrin paid dollar, the last line. Reb Shimon says what? Machat lito vos akos. You take a needle to take out a splinter. Reb Shimon knows Ainsul Gufa is potter. Why? Potter, but Mishum Tsar the Gufa. That's what they were matter. Why? It's the Gresh L'Nicholai. Alpha Gav, then the Meskab Lassus Chabura, El Hoti as Hakot, it's a Gresh L'Nicholai. You see, it's Asr. There are many riots that Tosis is bringing. The Rosh is bringing against the Yoruch. So when it comes to this story, Rabbi Osai, of what is a Doraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda himself, take a look at the Ran. He quotes the Gemara, which I want you to see, which will demonstrate the point. The Ran is on page Kuf Yud Dalet in our print. It's Mem Aleph in the old print. Again, I should have put this on the Bekoros. Just put everything, but it's mostly repeat, but some new things. What's the? It brings new rias that the. Now we saw the Aruch in its original. I don't know if all those rias that the Ran's calling in his name are really in the Aruch. For example, there's this one there. I think it was. You remind me. That Chav Testament base. Mochre Ksus Mochrin Kedarkon Uvelvashli Iskaven Becham Neachama Uvekshom Neachshom Alma Afal Pishu Lovish Kelayin. Bevadai kevish bevadai kevin shenem miskarin flo nichole shari. It's a gracious lo nichole. That's why it's permissible. The Ran says no. Let's go right to the keep one finger here. Paragraph vein. Put your lines down. Big bold vein. Vein el rights. Maybe it's a gracious. Lo nichol es os, ay mochre ksus, hay netama lefish lo os retoro, elo malbush shestamo lahano, avo kol shein lo hano mimenu, eno malbush elo masri bialmo. It means right from Beis Adav, Dav Tezva. What's he saying over here? The reason it's mut, not because of psik resha de lo nichol, in this particular case, it's like a masri bialmo, carrying a load, it's not considered like a garment. That's a local shadow when it comes to the shot. That's not for now. Okay. What's the next ride? Kuf Gimel. We already knocked that out. But here's where we have it. It's on the second wide line on the right side of page Kuf Yudal in our print. Quotes Yuma da Flamedal in the base. Right. Even in your old print, it says Yuma Lamedal in the base. Anyone have it? Rav Yehuda Omer. Ashashiel shel barzel hayom mechamen lo lekoin golem yom kippur. Vishul shetofu psi nosim. They take hot piece of metal, throw into the mikveh. So the mikvah should warm up for the Kohen Gadol. Vakshina v'lo mitzarev. What's mitzarev mean, Rabosu? When it was before, it's mitzarev. You're taking metal and you have to throw it at the cold water to seal it. It was a fancier term. What's the other fancier term?
Temper.
That's a better word. To temper it, thank you. Temper it. Yeah. Baruch Abaye. I feel the tamer she yield the tziruf. Dovashen Miskavin Mutter. Nu for awesome vali mitzarif a filochi came and then miskavin the tziruf, vino neta bitzirufo. Shari! You see it's mutter, because the psigration lo nichole is mutter. Yeah. So the Ran rejects that riot too. What does he say? No. He says the Shari for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. Or the Ran says, Abaye said it before Nul Barab Shimon. The old example we had in Kuflam and Gimel. Fine. But that Gemara, Rabbi Osai, in Yuma, that Flamadal and the Beis, is this way I can show you what I want to show you. Rabbi Osai, please look at the screen for a moment. Let's try to find a Tosfos. Could we have a Mefarshei Talabat? No. I cannot do that. I must have missed a step here. We got it this one. Very short lap. So what happens over here? Ashosho Barzal Mechan Meir Yomtiv Yom Kippurim Tizah Batzona Kesh Tov Yomtiv Alam Mitzarev. Baya says
אין מסכמה מוטו. איי. דרה, 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 דרה. So he wants to suggest this whole Gemara goes according to the sugya that doesn't know about psikureshi. Okay. On this, Gemara is a tosis. A lengthy tosis. It's not going to be the whole tosis. We. Rashi is a gear essential. It's b'migdosh. I'm going to read a little thing. Vahashta ochachon to Rabbi Yehuda, watch this. Dove sheni miskaven, muta midorais to Rabbi Shabbos. Billy ploying the Tosfos. Dove sheni miskaven is the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon from one end to the other. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's muter. According to Rabbi Yehuda, get malchus. He's a dorais. That's only true, Rabbi Osai. In other areas, by Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda's modus is Tosfos. That the Dover Shane Miskavin is only with the Rabbon. You read it. Here it is, Beferish. There's an old Sugiv, the Kassus, the Sugiv Krisus, the Avchof. What does it say over there? Complicated story. Dover Shane Miskavin, I'm a beauty, Dover Shane Miskavin, Chaim and Atoira. No. Hosam Sigreshu. Sheyev Shabishaminian Shechotash Lo Yuvaru Tachtonus. Can I have Sigreshu? Can Miskavin, Dummy? Even though according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Osai, Dabash and Miskavin and Shabbos is not Chayim Midoraisa, but Psikresha is Chayim Midoraisa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So says Tosus Mefurish and Yuma Lamadalam and Beis in a few other places, but I don't think it's Masechta Shabbos. It's Croesus, Croesus Sanhedrin, a few places. But I'm not sure if it's an Masechta, so I had to show you this. Okay, you with me so far, Rabbi Osai? So now back to my shayla. Does the Rush agree? Does the Rush disagree? If the Rush agrees, then why is he saying over here, in a chanami, if he doesn't have another berry, it'll be asa daraisa, another hadas, be asa daraisa. Why? At the time that he did it, it was a davar shein miskaven. And even called the Yehuda, it's not also Midaraisa. Get an impression from here that Dover Shane Miskavin in this particular case, called the Yehuda, he may or may not have a Hadas shortage down the road. If it does, if he ends up with a shortage, it will be an Issa Daraisa. My impression of this rush is not the same as his Tosis. You have to check the rush elsewhere. Because according to the Tosis and Yuma Amidala and elsewhere, why is he saying over here that according to the rush, you're not allowed to do it. What's the worst? What's your exposure? What's the worst case scenario? Yeah, Dovish and Miskavin is also. It's only the Rabbanon. That's over here. It's Sarach Laika Yisru Daraisa. At the end of the day, if you need it at the end of the day, it'll be Issa Daraisa. Now, Rabbi Osai, it's true. If it would be a Psik Resha, Rabbi Osai, it would be an Issa Daraisa. However, it seems to me that the reason why the psikresha goes with the raisa, you know why? Because the Torah Malechas Machsheves won't apply. Why? Rav Chaim explains in the Sefer and the Rambam, that Rav Chaim that I have right in front of me, you can look it up, Perek Yud, Hilchos Shabbos, that Malechas Machsheves of Chesaron is a lack of certainty. You don't know whether it will or will not happen. That is a din of Torah Midaraisa. So even though normally Dover Shein Miskavin is Chayov, Malkus in other areas, when it comes to Shabbos, since you don't know, there's no Chiyuv Daraisa. So Chaim explains, the Rama holds Psikreshet Lo Nichole is in fact Mutter, according to Rav Shimon. But according to Rav Yehuda, Psikresha would be us, even Lo Nichole, would be Aser Min HaTorah, according to Rav Yehuda. Min HaTorah. I, Rav Yehuda, holds No, he saw Tosfos, Psikresha Rav Yehuda agrees. I Psikresha Nichole is not a Psikresha. That's according to Rav Shimon, who only has Psikresha. Psikresha Nichole is not a Psikresha. But according to Rav Yehuda, Psikresha Lo Nichole is Chayim Midoraisa. Because the only Tosfos and Yuma is what they don't know about. He didn't know about it for sure. That's a Psikresha Rav Osai. Past tense. Those are good memories. Good memories from last year. Well, that's cool. I got a good memory like this. With Rabbi Kivega, the discussion. When you stoke the coals under a pot in the guy's kitchen, maybe it's Masa Mechalim in there. But maybe he doesn't. So the comparison is made to the Taz in Shin Tezai, which we spoke about not long ago. We call it a psikresh l'sha'oma. Either all flies or no flies in the box, I don't know. Is that considered psikresh or not? So I mentioned that my Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik, Zichrono Levracha, made a distinction based upon his grandfather Reb Chaim, that in other areas, psikresh l'sha'oma could be awesome in a Torah. The simple stress, don't say, well, I don't know, and if I made a miscavige. You may not know because you put on blinders, but the reality is either there's a fly in the box or no fly in the box. You don't have x-rays to determine right now. But before you put the cover on, look around. So the facts are clear right now. Just look inside. So therefore, that might be also with the rice of Bashari Surin. But in Shabbos, we saw it's only been there, but right, I don't know about it. I could find out, but I don't know. That's my Rebbe Rabban said. So I'm suggesting over here, this is different. Because over here, whether or not this is an Easter Psegresha will depend upon a future development. Will I have a shortage of Adasim or not? So I still don't understand, back to my original question, why is it an Easter Daraisa if the Rosh, as is likely, holds like the Balei HaTosfos, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, don't mention the Miskavim and Shari Sum is the rice of the Shabbos, the Rabbanim, and the Lechus of Shabbos, right in front of us. That's what bothered me about this Rosh. Does he hold the way there's not like? Rabbos, he spent a lot of time on this Rosh, which is not advertised, but I felt we have to learn. It's right on the daf. I still need you to help me with a few things. Okay, I'm counting on the Talmidim. You have less time than before. By 11:30 tomorrow, early Shia tomorrow. 11:30, you'll know the answer to my question before the carbon of silence to me, so Capella, and the other things they rush out. So, a lot of problems I have in it. This is also a problem if you hold like the thesis of Rush somewhere. I don't know, look it up. I've kind of also announced the Rush. Now let's go back to where we left off yesterday. I'm sorry for this digression, but in Lawasha, it's right here on our deck. So yesterday we had the following fundamental problem, which is, don't we measure by the present-day reality? What do we say according to the Rivosh? We saw it quoted in the Sharetzi. The Rivosh says, a super situation, even the Aruch holds, is usur. What's the case? They want to comb your hair, the knots in the hair are not shuftini, so the knots in the hair, there's no way to comb the hair without the knots coming out and the hair coming out. No way, impossible. There the Aruch would agree, according to the Shifas of Rivosh, it is also. We still don't disagree with the Rivosh. I'm holding that, to give the expression of the Reb Chaim, who was being bashed by the Rivosh yesterday. The Rambam, when we reread it, seems to even go that far. Segreshi and sub segreshi, lo nichale, would be mutter in a case in which it's inevitable, you can't go without the other, perhaps. So the question we raised yesterday, but if the hair is pre-combed, Rivosh said it's mutter. We saw it in the Bir Halacha. So why are we saying that if he combs his hair, it's usur midaraisa? The answer is, who cares if it would have been pre-combed? Now it's not pre-combed. Then it's a problem. We had four ukimtas, which the Rambam omitted. The one, there's a hole on the side of the, so the bees can fly out. We understand very well. Given the present conditions of a beehive, you can cover it with a hole or without a hole. Fine. The case of the skinning of the carbon paste, which you spoke about, is also okay. You can skin it with a knife and get a nice piece of flat. We can skin it with tweezers, also okay. But the other two cases seem to be, Rabosai, given these circumstances, no other way out. What's that? Let's chazer again. Ara de chavre. Okay, that's very nice. Ara de chavre. But if it's my land, it's not Ara de chavre. Right? And Oshana Chriti. I don't have a shanachrit. I just don't have one. So why are we considering a situation where I have two choices? It's not a super psikresha. I have two choices, right? I can either do it this way or that way. What two choices? We found the present fact. The same way as if my hair is uncombed, there are no two choices. It could have been combed here. So too, the land is mine. It could have been someone else's land. I could have, I have no other hadassim. I could have. What do I mean? You could have. So let's take a look in the case of Mishnah on that Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. Rambam of Farshav. What? Because didn't make it in? Cool, they're all the ones that are on the page. Ah, I see. Huh? Oh, yeah, well, I missed it. I'm sure it's here, but I just don't see it in this. It's here? No. So back to the Rambam. What's the Rambam? Back to the Rambam. Where was I? Rambam. Hilchis, Shofalula, and all that stuff. Ches?
That's
right. Okay. All the links. Kesavish. Okay, very nice. Sorry for the delay. Aloha, hey. Well, I'm giving him sukkah. He has another question, not our topic now, about Nira v'nitcha, not Nira v'nitcha. What he quotes? He says, "Hocha nami biyado l'takenu." You have the ability to do a tikkun. Okay? Likta nachil, quotes our Gemara. Sikresha, shanachwit, kloma. Watch this. V'keva j'enu tzarek l'zu, en kan tikkun kli. U'me'achar. The mashke choshan achwiti rasha lelakton lachila choshiv biyado l'takein, and therefore it's relevant to the sugya of dichu, which is not our sugya right now. What's he saying over here? It's biyado l'takein. How's that? Find another hoshana. Find another one. What do you mean? I can't take the berry off this twig. Yes, I can. Just buy another one. I love Oshana and Hadass berries. No problem. Go to my friend. Can I borrow or buy an extra Hadass? Yeah, okay, now I can take all the berries. So in the present circumstances, it's not that different. I mean, I have to buy something. It doesn't change the world, it changes ownership. Just have to change the ownership. That the Hadass belongs to my neighbor, that belongs to me. So it occurred to me, I've also said the same thing is true of Aradi Day and Aradi Chavre. I can be mafkir, I can give it as a present. My ara, which right now we say that if it would be my ara, taken by itself with no alternative, and I take something off, should be chayav korban b'mashu? No. Ara d'chavre. How do I make my ara to ara d'chavre? Simple. I'm mafkir it. Or give it as a gift to my neighbor. So therefore, we have all these cases where it's possible to do something. That's about the Mila case. That's the Talmud answer this morning, based medish. The Mila case, right? What's over there? The Mila case is about Harris on the Mila. So now, what do you do now? That's what I say. You get your friend to do it. Same as I can give the ground to my friend, I got my friend with the Mila. So I can do it too? Maybe. Possibly. Maybe. In any event, Rabosai, in any event, it seems to me that this issue is a very serious issue. The issue of how you define, and we're coming back to how you define what could be done by somebody else. How do you define it? How do you define it? It's a very complicated definition. How do we define it? How? Here's the problem. Let's say I will in fact take off from Ara the Chavre. Tosha said that Ara the Chavre is no problem. Why is it no problem? It's a malacha shena tzricha legufa. But the Rambam is unique among all the Rishonim. How's he passing? Malacha shena tzricha legufa is what? Is Chayav. We were supposed to see that yesterday. I don't think we never got that far. Rambam Hilchos. this is. Where's the Rambam? We just didn't read Halacha Zayin yesterday. It's a shame because we got sidetracked. We were there, we should have read Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin. Kol ha'osa malacha b'shabes aval pish and a tzorach l'gufa shal malacha chayim. There it is. Here's all the cases in the Gemara. The paskins ein tzricha l'gufa is chayim. So after I even know, the rach pasuk of Shimon should pater. Ein tzricha l'gufa is pater over there. That's what Rava holds. Rava, we always pass like Rava. So Rama has this whole famous shita that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ein tzricha l'gufa is Ischaif. So do. In the case I could have used tweezers instead of a knife, there would be no issue at all. I could have left a window open on the side of the beehive, no issue at all. But Ara de Chavri, Ashan Achriti, right? So what does that mean? I did an issue. It's an ain't Shrikh of the Gufa. Bench of the Gufa is also Chayef. It's also Chayef. Let's say I'm Mafka the Sada. So what? I'm Mafka the Sada. I made a Yipui Karka. Ain't Shrikh of the Gufa. Chayef anyway. Not so simple. You have to say a thing that the Rambam is against the Rivosh and is matter in these cases. Why? It's not labeled as a Psik Reisha at all. Not called a Psik Reisha. That's the Pshat. Not the Pshat. He could have done it in a different way and then it was Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. No. It's just, even though there's no other way to do it, the Rambam still considers it to be a Psik Reisha D'lo Nichla being Mutter against the Rivosh. That's what I think. Halacha L'Maaseh, Rabbi Osai. There's a tremendously long footnote that I want you to see in Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchas. How do I get that Shmir Shabbos? How do I get that? We'll open the Shulchan Aruch if we can. I want to show it to you. I don't know how they have it. They have the new version. They have the new version, right?
Yeah.
The new version. The introduction. Why don't I have, I don't, it goes to page numbers?
Yeah.
Anyone have that in the room? I left mine in the office. Okay. No, this is not the one.
Yeah.
Chadosh. Okay. We'll have to figure out where to find it. Because, unfortunately, I left mine in my office and all the page numbers. Let's figure this out. Okay. Spinning your wheels. Okay, a little rest. It's here? Is it?
Slowly.
Okay, good. Now what page do I want? Let's try page 22. Pick a page, let's see. Oh no, this is still introductory. This is introduction.
Has it been 90 pages, I think?
No, 90 pages till this before the introduction, this is biography. Ah, here we got the right page. Exactly so. Sikration the Nichle the Lon Nichle. Okay? Can I move to the side like this? This way?
The most bottom.
This way? This way?
Yeah.
Oh. Let's see. Sikration the Nichle. The whole discussion. Give the examples. Oh. Sikration the Rabbanon. He gives examples. In the footnote, here's the following amazingly long footnote. Hold on a second, please. Here it is. Upsigration lo nichle bisur de rabbanan gam kein matsanu li iser. I'm skipping a little bit. I'll come back. Okay. But then he says, There's some cases where here make the b'chol gavni. See, there's contradictions. Is it us or is it mutter? Let's go through the rayas of Rabbeinu one by one and see what's going on. How could we possibly resolve these contradictions? Let's take a look one at a time. Reish ayin zayin siv gimel bi alocha dirmasl e efsha. Take a look. Rabbeinu, you have it. Take a look. Reish ayin zayin. What are we discussing? Let's chazer again. Rabbeinu Vadya Zatzal kept saying and hacking all the time. Sikreisha the lanicha of the rabbanon is mutter. Before she tells enough kol gimel. And the composition it's different, it's not correct, as we said already a few times. So now, he wants to suggest that it's usher. What does he have? The Feirisha, the Alacha. Afa gav lo ap segreshet lo nichaleis, the Bialacha reishayin zayin gimel. Right. Mikomakom, hisura ikal erov aposke. See, klar. It's a segreshet lo nichaleis. No. Now, why is it the Rabbanan over here? It's the Rabbanan because the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So he himself writes in parentheses, L'chore Ein Kol Kach Raya L'Misham L'Isser. The Ran and the Rif says, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chamir Tzvei. Ribbayne Shaloylam! It's inconceivable to be Matib Sigresh Lo Nichale based on Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Every Sigresh Lo Nichale is Tzricha Legufa. So what's he talking about? He says, oh, we're going to say that the play normally, but the Rabbanan is normally mutter, by Enshir Legufa it's going to be us. Every single one is Enshir Legufa. So the answer of also is that when the Oroch and Tosfos are fighting, Segreshet Lo Nichale, every single case they're fighting about is a case of Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. You'll ask me. So no, it's always by the Rabbanan. It's would have been the Rabbanan anyway. No, it's an often a riot against Tosfos. The last line of Tosfos. Tosfos says over there, what? Tikkun B'Alma is Mutter. But the second Tosfos said, Ein Tzricha Legufa is Asur. Here are the Rabbanan and there are the Rabbanan. So on a simple level we can say, Rabosa, you can't count it twice. Every single case of Segreshet Lo Nichale is the Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. You can't then turn around and say, that's a the Rabbanan. But it isn't the Rabbanan. Here's my answer, which I think will answer almost everything. This is my own answer. Segreshet Lo Nichale by the Rabbanan is Mutter. Catch this now, it's a big yisod. When it's Ikro by the Rabbanan, when the entire violation from the beginning is an Isa the Rabbanan, a din prati, a local din, every time we speak about this, is a local, on a local level, is the Rabbanan. If, however, the Malacha itself that you're doing is a would-be Daraisa, but you got out with some din klali, and you fill in the blank, the most prominent blank is Ein Tzricha Legufa. Everyone is going to be like that. But I can throw in three or four more. Kilachayat, Mikalkel, you know, all those things. Those are Dinim Klolian. Dinim Klolian is an Ikra Daraisa, has a Dinim Daraisa for this purpose, and therefore I agree, I admit, that Malacha Shein Tzricha, excuse me, Segreshet Lo Nichale, by this kind of the Rabbanan, I agree as us. Tosfos only said it's mutter by an intrinsic the Rabbanan, ikram the Rabbanan, such as tikkun mana of taking the berries off the hadas. Everyone follow what you said? I think it's going to take care of all the rites. Next rite. Ayin Shin Yud Bei Siv Zayin Mishdebrura Chof and Sharatzin Chof. Take a look, one by one. Shin Yud Beis. The boss, I gotta check up. He doesn't tell you. He's like the Vilna Gaon. No, but just look it up. So you have to look it up. Shin Yud Beis. What's the case? Siv Zayin. You read it once before. So what do you do? Hasharas Anime, the person is needs the kavav. What does he do? He doesn't hold the tzra b'chol ayad. Shem Hasharas Nimen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chav. Tolesh. Ayin b'chav on the zeh. Sikreishu ayadei ha-mishmosh. So it's going to be tolish. He's technically going to pull off hairs from his body. That's a psikresha. Chav gimel. We're going to run for Tosfos. Ulashita asaharuch. Al kochach da gemara sovar. Du psikresha de nichole. Oh. That's hard to believe. Nichole take out the saras. What? Do this book appear in Shabbat Echananel in Tosfos. Where Tosis? Who Tosis? What Tosis? What Tosis? That what? It was, no. It was on the Maram Makamas. I don't have Maram Makamas with me. I thought we had it. I think it's Payal. I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Payal for both sides? Yeah. I don't see about it, but I don't know, so I guess you have your fancy Mishnah Berurah. What does it say?
It doesn't tell you what Tosfos is, but Rabbi Nachman is Pe'alef Amin Aleph.
Right.
Your mask called Amar Rava.
Amar Rava. Oh, the Rabbi Nachman himself.
Yeah, the Rabbi Nachman himself.
Amar Rava. Oh, right, here it is. I guess it's not, maybe it's in Tosfos Horosh. Amar Rava, look it up. Pe'alef Amin Aleph. I got the right half I had. I just wasn't in Tosfos. Here it says. Amar Rava. It's those are my print. It's right opposite the Tosfos V'im. But Amar Rava le'mash shtros b'shabes k'dei lachlikon shlishu to us soro nimsa boli le ksisha. Oh, that's not a double shein of miskaven. Double hamiskaven. He wants to take that rock and crush it. It's miskaven to crush it. It's not a psikreisha. Rabbi say to cut the hair. That's a psikreisha. But to crush there's a rock. Oh, that's how he gets out. Says the Heiliger of Neuver, it's a Chavon of the Bracha. What is he saying over here? What's he saying? If you look at Mishnah Berurah and Sharatzim, according to the Shitas Aruch, it's going to be a problem. What's the problem? Huh? It's a psikresha lo nichole. But according to Tosfos, it's not a problem. Because Tosfos psikresha nichole is also. I told the Rabbanan. Now, why is it the Rabbanan over here? Why is it the Rabbanan? Rabbosai? Why is it the Rabbanan? If you take a shave on Shabbos, a haircut, the Raisa the Rabbanan? The Raisa. Told Mishum Gozes, right? So why is the Rabbanan over here? What's the answer? Kalachayad. Kalachayad. I did Kloli. Ikum with the Raisa. So twice I'm meeting Rabbi Noiva halfway. He said, the Raya Brewer, that's Asur. Smash Rabbanan. I'm saying, yes, you're right. Marain of Rabbeinu. Only in the case of but then Ikud Araisa would have to a klali of it. Shechol the Gufa for sure, because that's every case is that way. Or Kalachayat Baiter. Shin Lamazayin, Sharatzian Sivkoton, Yud. Take a look. Shin Lamazayin, everyone open up. What is he saying now? Shin Lamazayin, Sharatzian Yud. Please look aside. Shin Lamazayin. Sharatzian Yud. What happened over here? Oh, we'll try to get to this. We'll get to the Suga Bonin. Coming up soon. Bonin Sosa. Your Sosa clean. If you're sweeping up with a broom, etc. Avshe Mekalkel Potter. Mikoma Koma Solachatchila. It's Mishnah Berurah Yudal. Sharatzian Yud. Hainu Avshe Hukam Kempsik Reishad Lo Nichole. Mikoma Koma Chatchila. Ain kedai. Come up a gora, Caleb, good old of Yosa, Gabekaka, which is also the Gam Shaw, and you have a charitz, whom the calculus have I said, they are gumos, hoops the gracious Lord Nicole. I feel the Hoki also the Katula canal, Mr. Brewer. But once again, in these cases, why is the Rabban and why? Kilachayad, Equidaraisa. Then says the Heliger of Neuvert. B'machom mitzvah sharina. That's tarmav sivbeis Mishnah Berurah sivkot m'ches. I will say, I don't have a Mishnah Berurah of all six chalakim right in front of me. You want to look it up? Can we do that easily? How do we do that?
Yeah.
I'm afraid to go off here. You'll get me back?
Yeah.
You won't lose it? Your show won't lose it?
I'm
right, we're lying. Okay. So we're going to look for Mishnah Brewer here. How do we get Mishnah Brewer? Shulchan Aruch of Mefarshim. Shulchan Aruch of Mefarshim. Shulchan Aruch. Chibur of Mefarshim, right? Is it Chibur or Mefarshim? Mefarshim. Mishnah Brewer. Oh. Tarmav. Sukkot and Ches. See what it says? Oh. Dafka Yishacha Shalitim Nachila, and a Miskava Lachshim Mutter. Avka the Psikreshu, the Mimela Mukshir, Harilon Nichole, the Hefshir. Came from the Soviet to Lazar Zemel Amacher, Shalom Hasen Zemel Mitzul Amachamir Mizet. Hashem can also Yishkufa Psikreshu. For both sides. Did the Mishnah Brewer say over here it's only mutter because it's a Mokka Mitzvah? I deny it. Yes, it is a Mitzvah. I'm not denying that. It is a Mitzvah. But did the Mishnah Brewer say it's mutter here, Psikreshul Nichol by the Rabbanan only because of a Mitzvah? No. No. He said Psikreshul Nichol is mutter in this case. He didn't say Mefarish only because it's a Mitzvah. Am I right? I guess it is a Mitzvah. But he's not saying. He's not saying that it's only a heter because it's a mitzvah. So I don't see where how you got that over here. Just from once we're here, what's this? What's this? Once we're here, right? Tomorrow. Okay, fine. Let's go back where we were before. Where were we? Over Shimon Shinchav Aleph. Makom Tzorach now. What's Makom Tzorach? Shinchav Aleph. Mishnah Brewer Nun Zayin Sharatzian Samaches. Take a look. Shin Chav Aleph. Take a look. Everyone said, look inside. Shin Chav Aleph. It's following the paper trail of the Holy Shmir Shabbos Lachos. Shin Chav Aleph. Mishnah Brewer Nun Zayin. And Sharatzian Samaches. What does it say over here? He wants to know. Ulai have a psikresha delo nichole. Umatzasi b'sefer b'smer d'matim mitam zeh b'mokom atzorach. He's been matim segregation d'lo nicholei b'mokom atzorach. Says the Sharatin Tzavaches, du segregation d'lo nicholei b'isur d'rabbonah. This is true. It's a segregation d'lo nicholei by an isur d'rabbonah. Okay. Well, let's now analyze and see what it says. What did it say over here? What did it say? What did it say? What did it say? I don't know. I thought it's mutter meikir adin. The Mishnah Brewer said it's mutter only b'makom tzorech. Who said? I mean, he says over here, the Mishnah Brewer, what's the lashon of Mishnah Brewer? Mishnah Brewer writes over here, in Sukkot, Nun Zayin, what did he say again? Matr zeh b'makom atzorech. Ashkel atit, that's the case. I don't know. Is it a special Mokom Tzorach Heter? And otherwise it would be prohibited? I'm not so sure that's true. But what I'm saying is, someone said they're Rabbanan and they all eat. There's an Issa Lisha over here. Not a real Issa Lisha. I thought it's Mutter Mikir Adin. I don't know Tzorach. How much do you need? The Mishnah Brewer is not clear that it's Mutter Dafka only the Mokom Tzorach. I don't think so. Rebbe Osai. We once again turn to another case. Shin Tes Zayin, we already spoke about last week. That's the case of the box which has flies inside. Ani HaKotan, I was a little bit taken in it. I'm sorry to use that expression, it's such a bad expression to use. A little bit taken in by the Bir Aloch. I was taken in. I didn't follow what I told you to do. Don't trust any source. So I was guilty of the same mistake. I mean, it's hard to look up sources. We take everyone at his word. I'll show you where my mistake was. And I admit my mistake. Shin Tezayin. Look in the Bir Alava. Shin Tezayin. Siv Gimel. Bilacha V'yesh. The Taz is making a Sava Gesh of Zuma, it's called Sava Shava. Especially Rav Ochlin. Why? Because Gordon says in Taz, we did this already last week. The Bateva Shiesh Ochlin Umashkin, the Bavare Lo Nichole, has Zuma of the Sham, Shitan Vesa Ochlin, Ups the Gresh of the Lo Nichole, Yesh Tzade Yosel Ahatu. So when I read this, I thought the contrast was between Sekresha the Lo Nichole and Sekresha the Nichole. And in our base, I was taken in. At the Mikra then the people got us make even by Sekresha the Nichole. As Chatoa Ani Maski, we looked it up and we found, no, he was contrasting Lo Nichole with what? Remember? Lo Ichbasle. Even though most posts say that Rabbi Avadja was, phew, fire. Don't talk me. Nichalo, nichalo, it was the same thing. But the Prima Gaon didn't say that way. So therefore, I was taken in. I thought I could spend the Prima Gaon my way, but unfortunately, I really can't. I can't do it. Now, Rabosai, this is all about Psik Resha, the low nichale, Psik Resha, low nichale, but there may be a problem. Look in Shin Yud Dalid, Mishnah Brura, the end of Sukkot Yud Aleph. We've been there before, and we're going to come back again. Shin Yud Aleph is one of the main things about Bona. Hopefully tomorrow about Bona. We started, the rate we're going. I don't know. Shin Yud Aleph, Mishnah Brura, Sukkot Yud Aleph, at the very end. It says as follows, after the brackets. And in Chavis, the Iker Isu Rakhmad Rabbona, Yesh Lismo, Hecha Shutzorin Godol, Al das and mechaber shemate lahotzi asaken b'shabbos. Take the knife from outside of the barrel. On both sides. Afilu hecha shlohotzi yom betchilas of psik resha. Yes, it's true. But he never used the word lo nichale over there. He never used the word lo nichale. Remember the mechaber's megel. Yivav psik resha de what de nichale. The nichale. That's the pshat. The Nichole. So, but now I'm taking one step further than that, Rabosai. Forget Lo Nichole. What about Nichole by the Rabbonis? You may recall the Mechaba was Mekel and some in Shin Yud Aleph, Segresh Rabbonis, even by Nichole. The Mogen Avraham is very upset. The Mogen Avraham says, can't be. It can't be. It's impossible. Why is it impossible? Because the Shulchan Aruch says Faket himself. Where so? Shresh Ayin Zayin. We just came from there. Open up your Shulchan Aruch. Resh Ayin Zayin. I think it's on the Ma'amar Kofs. Resh Ayin Zayin. The Mechaber says Resh Ayin Zayin. Look up in Reish Ayin Zayin. Take a look. It's there. In Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, Kibui, which is the Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, a Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, is going to be also in the case of a Psik Reisha. A case of Psik Reisha. So, we're not going into the whole sugya now. I asked you to see the sugya of Kuf Kuf, and we'll come to it in a minute. This is Shulchan Aruch, right? Ner Shachori Adeles, Oslo Toch Adeles. Shemi Chabene Maruach. Look at the Be'alach HaShema. L'chor HaKoshe. Ramina B'gamar Du Psegresha. U'l'kachos L'bazeh. Av She'enu B'chav L'chavos. The Masho says, not a Psegresha Mamash, it's Korv L'Psegresha. Nichalosh. So, we come out of Churma, the Mechav HaPaskins, that Korah of the Pesach Reisha is like a Pesach Reisha. We'll come back to that a little bit later. But in any event, it's a Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa. And he has Daiti, he has the answer. When was the Mechava Megel by Pesach Reisha, the Nichle by the Rabbanans, Ikro the Rabbanan, Ein Tzvicha L'Gufa, which is Ikro the Reisha? No. No, no, not at all. Not at all. Why? Because as you said, I'll go back to my lumbus. If it's Ikra d'oraisa, it's an Isur Maisa. If it's Ikra d'Rabbanon, we call it an Isur Merit. And therefore, there's no violation of Chad Maisa. That's what we're suggesting. So the distinction which I wanted to draw in the Shemir Shabbos, that if I lo nichale, la halacha la Maisa, I want to draw a quantum Maran Bet Yosef, with the situation of the nichale of the Rabbanon, that in Reshai and Zion is answering because the answer to the Guf is equal to the Raisa, she is out of his Mekel, because all these things are equal to the Rabbanon. That's what I wanted to suggest over here. This distinction, I believe, Rabbosai, is based on the Gemara on the Kufkof. Let's now turn, we saw this quoted here. Please turn to Kufkof. Right. Kufkof from the base.
She is out, doesn't
yeah.
Saying most of the case of
Mekalkel. Well, it seems to me that the entire Isser in Shin Yud Aleph is equal to Rabbana. I don't think it's a Doraisa over there.
All right, so he says this case of Mekalkel. In fact, it seems almost like
the Prima. Well, because the Mishnah passes against the Mechaber. Right. The Mechaber is Megan, which was the Mechaber, like the Rabbana.
It seems like the Mishnah is holding like that Prima
God of trade Rabbana. You're right. I can see. What I'm saying seems to be against the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah keeps talking about trade Rabbanon. People are talking about trade Rabbanon. I kept saying, based on the Tosis, like a Bavadja, Chad Rabbanon is enough. And I wanted to read the Bialach and the Prima God in my way. But I made a mistake. I didn't look at the original Prima God. He was contrasting Lonichale with Loichbose, and now with Nichale. So I was wrong. So I'm still holding a Bavadja. I think he's right. Even though our Bavadja is now against whom? The Bialach is against the Prima God. Against the Chazanish. He wasn't afraid. I'll hold on to his kapata. Right? You have to hold on to big people's kapatas in this world. Right? So we'll hold on tight. Okay? What's that? Kuf Chaf Mebeis. Sidi Gamar. Kuf Chaf Mebeis. What did Gamar say? Kuf Chaf Mebeis. Ner Tana. Ner Shachori Adelas Posef and Okadakum Kofsa Kofsa. Rav says no. No. What does he say? Psikresha. Psikresha Vloyamos. Oh. Psikresha Vloyamos is Asr. Now wait a minute. Are we talking about Isa Daraisa? It's the Rabbanan over here. So I want to say it's Ikro Daraisa. Guess what? I think I have a source. We have the first year Shas over here. You'll get me back if necessary. Where am I? Before, Rishon HaLababli. Rishon HaLababli. How am I going to find what I'm looking for? Beis HaPril HaMiri. Halashas. Shabbos. Well, so watch. I think I found a really good source over here. So this is so. Here we go. Sikresha. I v'shem atomer ein kibri el ezel yisuch hachamim. Afilu miskavin bo. Shere sugezul kudar Rav Shimon. Verush tova shlochas en agil v'guv v'pater olel. Ukfar b'yarno, the Miri himself says, shekol psikresha v'melecha sofim shemuta binyan zeh kamo shabiyana b'tziruf. What's tziruf? Pouring out the hot metal into the water, we call tempering. Shem atomer arav. Shubal Shmuzu Shusovak Rav Yehuda Shemechayim Lachashen Tzvich Legufa Yeshkan Yisit Torah Ein Okein Shem Kivarecha Afu Omalo Bishem Nesvidek Rav Yehuda Man Tanak Rav Shem Emelet Layet Lay Tzvich Gdolei Adoros Shomru Ela Shlod Chayim Psik Reish Rav Yisit Chachamim Ela Bedova Watch this She'ein Ba'osa Malocha Yisit Torah Klal Kegon Mitzarev What I call Ikva Derabonam Aval Bekibuy Sheyesh bo Easter Torah v'psila shetzorach lahavava lo. So my teretz is the teretz of Gedolei Hadoros. Hey, that's not bad. And Mechama the Gedolei Hadoros. The Miri says exactly what I said. Word for word. Ikro. It's not discussing Lo Nichole. Nichole even. Ikro Doraisa is also by Nichole. Segresha. And equal lab the rice is voting by Nikolai. That's the trap Marab Ben Yosef. No steer between Shin, at the Rabbi's Kash and the Pella. Quant to him is a steer between the Mechaba from Reishai and Zion to Shin Yadal. No, this is the Terrence. I want to take the same Terrence and pile up a Lamaisabai. Lo Nikolai Rabosai. So this is sold. I find, I'm very happy when I saw this. I was very, very excited. Mamish, what I kept saying, even though it's against other people, I don't know what I'm going to do. I think, but at least it's here. Gedolei Hadoros, not just some people. The Miri himself has a different term, but that's not for now. We'll stop right there. We only read one line. That's the one line I want to read, which seems to corroborate my shita over here, and this is very important to yourself. Fine. Now, let us turn our both sides to another Mishnah Berurah. Shin Chav Ches Sivkaton Kuf Nun Tav. Shin Chav Ches Sivkaton Kuf Nun Al. Here we go. Very end. Also, lost from Psilim and Pitabas, Mishuotzer, constipation, the Gansamai, it's not going into the graphic details over here. What's the essence of the Mishnah of Nanalf? I did the Mamash Mishnah Kamapomim, Lahakas Lahotzi, Korom Levada, Shiyashir, Haseya, Shom. Look back at Shinya base. Okay. So he writes. Wait a minute. Korom Levada? Kind of Korom Levada. What's Korom Levada? This is what we call Korom Psikresha. We saw it back a minute ago in Reishai and Zion in the Birla Hashemah. Okay, he's not Makar of Lipsigration. Oh. Now, what's Pshat? Once again, Plisha is Ikra Doraisa. Now, Rabosai, after we've gone through this entire Yisod, I want to tell you something. How should I say it? Three more ideas of segregation, then we go on to bonus. So I'm not going to finish today in 7 minutes, but we'll make a skull. I have a major yisod, which I hope is right. Even though I sure hope is right. It goes as follows. Segregation of both sides, which happens immediately, is awesome. Psikresha, where the idea of the malacha, let's find it more precisely, happens down the road later on, is labeled as grama. The sukkah of grama is on the very same daf. We're not going to learn grama by arichas now. That belongs to the malacha of kibbutz, gram kibbutz. But since we're open to kuf chaf on the base, let me at least show you the gemara. The Gemara has over here on Kuf Chof Amid Beis, I will say, a very important yisod. Kuf Chof Amid Beis. Osim Mechitza, towards the end of the narrow lines. You're allowed to take barrels and ring around a fire. Name of the Rabbanan, Sabi Gram Kibri Mutter, we also have a Gram Kibri Osur. I, it's Fakert, the weather. So we match the whole discussion. So if the fire goes and you put barrels around it, and when the fire spreads and it'll hit the barrels, the fire, that's called Gram Kibri Pasmin, it's Mutter with the rice. Mutter with Makam Tzorch. Freck the Gemara on the wide lines, number 5. Steer. Hareshia Shane Kozalob Sorrow, Rezal Yirchots. The Rabbi Yossi Amanot, the Olam Yored Betova Kedako, What is this called? Gram Mechika. Mechika Sashem. You go into the mikveh, it's going to start erasing the Shem Hashem on you. What's it done? Shani Hosom, as if you bat them at Shmom, the Amokam Ahulo Sath Kashem Lakechem, Asiya Udi Asar, Grom Ashari. Yachi Hachanami, Tzilo Sasa Kamalacha. Asiya Udi Asar, Grom Ashari. As far as we have to go for the moment. Asiya Udi Asar, Grom Ashari. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that Grom Ashari in all cases. However, you do notice, the keen eye will notice, that the case that we're describing, sort of the case of Mechikas Hashem, is not a machad. The poor wants to take a shower, wants to go to the mikvah. He's a nut. He wrote Shem Hashem on his skin a while ago. I mean, he's no shower the rest of his life. Hey, man, I guess it'll come off in a while. We probably know how long it takes to come off. We'll find out the hard way. Maybe no shower for the 9 days. Not only for the 9 months till it comes off his skin. So the Shulta Givorim points this out, and I think, this Shulta Givorim is such a major yisod that I can't live without it these days. You have any Makaras? What? I showed you one yesterday. There was another one today. I don't have my Makaras in front of me. What page? Do you have it? Second one. Is that there?
Mem Hei Manala
in the old print and?
Kuf Chav Dala
in our print. Okay, let's see if you can find it. Here we go. Everyone have a place? Where is it? Sukkot and what?
Gimel.
Oh, the very, very end. Shulta Givorim, again, it's in Kuf Chav Dal, it's a cotton gimel, or Mem Hei, it's a cotton what?
It's a cotton base.
Base. It's discussing what that something is called over here, Gram Kibbutz. Discussion of what you may or may not do. The end he says, Mikomakom Shori Losesel of Shar Mashkin, the Kolki Agavna, the Lekha Chashash Libun, Gram Kibuhu Vishori. What does that mean? What does it mean? Grand keyboard of the shark. My Rebbe, Zichron of the Rach, would often tell us that if you take a barrel of water and pour it down a hill and put out the fire, that's not called grum. Grum is only the unique case of the Gemara, where the fire is already spreading. You're putting something in the way. So what's going on with the wind blowing the fire and what you're doing by putting it around have nothing to do with each other. That's called Gram Kibbutz. If you pour the water down the hill, that's not called Gram. It's just going to happen a few minutes later. But that would be Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Mesubik himself in Minnesota Simon Yud Gimel. No, so what do you do with this case? The answer is Rabbi Osai. This case is a Psik Reisha. A Psik Reisha, which happens, the Achaz Man, it's called Gram Kibbutz, even though it starts right away. Where did he get it from? The Gemara. When the guy goes with the Shem HaShem into the mikvah, the erasing process starts immediately. So get my Rebbe's all your sold. The answer is no. I'm trying to defend the Rav Soloveitcher, defend the Rav. That the Rav only said if it starts right away, it's a problem. If it's mechavim. But if it's a segresha, even if it starts right away, but it first happens later, mutter. Why? Back to my old soul. Chadmeister! Chadmeister requires that it be simultaneous. If a vehicle the mechavim, this would work. The same Sram Chadmeister, which you're using the chumra, the kula, in so many different circumstances, I think it rears its head once again. So we're out of time right now. But the mission tomorrow, we'll just finish up a few short things about the Segresha and believe that it's not the Malach of Bonin. Hopefully the Imam Makovis will try to work it out between ourselves between now and then. Okay. And tomorrow she is 11:30 to 1. I have another shiva. Okay.